music? I like music too!
Oh, this just in.
The Power Pack's music news.
Coming up very soon, we've got some brand new music from a couple of Aussie acts we haven't heard from in a while. But up first, how's this for a heartbreaker? So there is, of course, many Harry Styles fans that would do unspeakable things for a chance to meet the star, but one Harry stan has had the opportunity to just pass her by when Harry's car broke down in front of her house. But she wasn't home. The fan, Theodora, actually revealed on her private Instagram story that her father let Harry into their home to use the phone while she was out. Didn't have a mobile on him? Find that hard to believe. But she's shared the news and her images have gone viral. So Harry was in her house and actually left her a note saying, "Theodora, my car broke down on your street and your dad's friend kindly let me wait at your house with a cup of tea. I'm devastated that we missed each other. Looking forward to meeting soon. Treat people with kindness. P.S. I fed the fish." Yep, Harry fed Theodora's fish. Now, he also wrote another note on a watermelon paper saying, "Tell your dad to get in touch and I'll see you at a show." And signed her copy of Fine Line saying, "Sending you all my love. I'm so sorry we missed each other. Until next time." Harry took the opportunity to draw a little face mask on himself. There were some photos taken and she missed it all. Could you possibly imagine? Awful. Our Five Sauce are set to commence work on a new album this year following the huge success of their March-released fourth album, Calm. So drummer Ashton Irwin appeared on the latest episode of The Green Room with Neil Griffiths' podcast to promote his debut solo album, Super Bloom, and said that Five Sauce will return to the studio this month. He also reassured fans that despite branching off to record some solo material, the future of the band is secure. A tour that was originally set for the end of this month and start of December has been postponed to next March for Five Sauce. However, there's no SA dates planned. Boys, get around us. Come on, let's get into the top five. Sliding all the way down to five, it's WAP, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Holding steady in fourth, Holy, Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. To the altar like a track star. Can we end on the second? Sliding one space down to three, Joel Corey's Head and Heart. Now, after 4 weeks in the number one position, it has been dethroned. 24K Golden and Ian Dior's Mood at two. And then brand new from Ariana Grande. She's hit number one on the ARIA singles chart with the title track of her new album, Position. It's her fourth number one single in Australia after No Tears Left to Cry, Thank You Next and Seven Rings. The album's out now. Expecting that to hit the top of the charts next week. Let's get into some brand new music now. And in huge collab news, festival favourites Peking Duck and the Wombats have joined forces on a new song. It's called Nothing to Love About Love and delivers all the energy you'd expect from the pair. But while it's undoubtedly a dance floor filler, the lyrics are all about heartbreak. So Nothing to Love About Love marks the Wombats' first release of 2020. It's the second offering we've got from the Peking Duck Boys, though. And Peking revealed recently that they have their next six singles locked and loaded, so five to go. Hopefully they're all this good. This is Nothing to Love About Love. New Zealand's latest star, Betty, is currently gearing up to release her debut album, Hey You. Now, it's Hey You X or Hey You Kiss. I have to figure that one out. After a string of attention-grabbing singles and EPs, now, ahead of its release, next Friday, November 13, the songwriter has shared her new single, Plane, which sees her team up with Lily Allen and Flo Milli. Now, Betty's explained, "I wanted to make it a song someone could listen to when they find out their ex is with someone new. The feeling sucks, so we wanted Plane to make you feel like you've got the upper hand." Lily and Flo Milli both have such cool sass, and both their verses really elevated the track. This is Plane. And finally, it's the week for returning Aussie acts after a long time, with the Whitlams dropping their first new single since 2006. with the Battle of Birdie Kid. Now, to celebrate that, frontman Tim Friedman is coming to the Gov on December 2nd. You can get your tickets through Oztix. Midnight Oil have the Whitlams covered, though, after dropping their 12th studio album, The Macarada Project, on Friday. The album is the first new material from the band since 2002's Capricornia. So 2006 and 2002. And then to cap it off, Crowded House have released their brand new single. It's called Whatever You Want, the iconic band's first new music in over a decade. But it's not quite the sound that fans will remember. It's unclear at this stage whether Whatever You Want is a standalone single or part of a larger forthcoming body of work. Late last year, Finn did confirm that they had begun work on a new Crowded House record, so hopefully this is a sign of what's to come. Their last studio album was 2010's Intriguer. Let's check out the single. This is Whatever You Want. That is your Monday Music News.